All right, 10 after 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday morning, and that means it's time for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, tax preparation, planning, retirement strategies and planning, and a whole lot more. And Tom is with us and here on the horn. And hey, Tom, how are you this morning?
I'm good. It's not quite as nice looking outside as it was yesterday morning, but we need a little rain.
Well, actually, if you're a farmer, you would say more than a little, I suspect, because most of the state of Michigan is in, not severe, but at last I heard, a moderate drought situation. Yeah. So
that's good for Lake Michigan.
Yeah. That is true. It's a double-edged sword. The farmers are not real happy, but anybody that has anything to do with the lakeshore and boating and stuff, pretty happy that the lake levels are going down. So, well, good with the bad, right?
Yeah, that's kind of life, right?
All right. Well, let's talk taxes here this morning, because you guys, and by yous guys, I mean those in the tax preparation world, are in the midst of your extended tax season. This is the second year in a row they've extended your season. How's it going? Where do you stand? What's the story?
Well, we were supposed to be on vacation right now, but we weren't happy about the extended tax season, but we're getting through it. So it's been an interesting week this week, as I've got my secretary, and then I have another gal that works during tax season. One is out sick, and the other one had a vacation planned with her daughter. So, thinking that tax season was going to be over. So I'm in the office now, playing secretary.
Wow.
trying to learn a new position, answering the phone and figuring out how to put people into a computer. And, so it's been interesting on my end of things. People are wondering why I'm answering the phone, but we're getting through it, Jim.
I have this mental image of you spilling coffee all over the place and trying to put people on hold and hanging up on them instead.
Very similar to that, yeah.
Good for you.
But other than that, fortunately it's happened now. I mean, we're getting caught up. We were 2-3 weeks behind a couple of weeks ago, but we're getting close to being caught up. I mean, people are still dropping taxes off, and we still, we'll take more. We try not to turn anybody down, but we're encouraging people to bring them in as soon as possible if they still want their taxes done.
And that new deadline is May 17th?
May 17th, yeah.
Is that 15th on a weekend this year?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
I think it's Monday, yeah.
Anybody that still hasn't filed or is still in the process, is there anything new or different that they need to know this year from last? Anything having to do with the stimulus payments or anything?
Just the procrastinators coming in now, so.
Now, did we ever catch up last year on getting tax refunds and that sort of stuff, or is that still behind?
There's still some people that have not received their refunds from last year that's just lost in a queue somewhere, I think, with the IRS. So there's not much we can do about that.
Yeah, that's between them and the IRS, unfortunately. Although I see President Biden now wants to dump, what was the figure? $80 billion on the IRS so that they can try to catch up. And more importantly, from his perspective anyway, to go after tax cheats or people that are hiding money or whatever he thinks the problem is. He wants to throw a bunch of money at that. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah.
So, we wanted to jump into some other quick facts and just fun things and some issue related to topics that you had gathered here that we didn't get to last time. What do we got?
Well, April. These are all things that have transpired since the beginning of the year and from different news media outlets. So, I just had a couple interesting facts that the listeners might be interested in. So since 1950, whenever the S&P 500 is up between 5 and 10% in the first quarter, the rest of the year gains on average are almost 12.5% and are higher 87% of the time. That's according to the NASDAQ, April 16th, 2021. And it just so happens that this first quarter, we are exactly at, the S&P is exactly 5% in the positive. So that bodes well if history is any indication of the market. And, we've talked a lot about the money that's being pushed into the market right now, which is helping to propel and prompt the market to move forward, anticipation, with the vaccine and getting things back to normal. I think the concern with the market is going to lie towards the in the fourth quarter moving into 2022. Last year, I mean, the economy's been, there's just been some sectors that have been incredibly, they're just going gangbusters. Real estate's another one. Last year, the overall increase in home prices nationally was almost 18%. Austin, Texas, my brother actually lives in Austin, Texas, the median listing price for a house rose 40% in 1 year.
My my daughter and her significant other just sold a house in Austin, and they didn't even list it.
Yeah.
And then got the asking price, and that's become very common. She had a similar situation. She had a condo to sell in Florida. Same situation. Sold it, got asking, and she wondered if she should hold out and see if she could get above asking price. And I said, well, let's not be greedy.
Yeah, I think it's a trend throughout the entire country for the most part. And you even look at Southwest Michigan here. I mean, we all know people in the real estate business. I mean, they're having the best year they've ever had, ever. And, you know, people are, you know, there's a shortage of homes on the market. You know, people are, you know, throwing larger numbers at the valuation, you know, their listing prices, and then coming to find out that you have multiple people that are, you know, bidding against each other, you know, at even a higher valuation than what you've listed it at, which, so I think that, You know that there could potentially be brewing a bubble, you know, with the real estate market. Another interesting fact, according to the Wall Street Journal, is that U.S. homeowners cashed out $152.7 billion in home equity loans last year, 42% increase from 2019, and the most since 2007. It was also a huge year for mortgage originators, as lenders churned out the most ever. In 2020 was $2.8 trillion in refinancing. That's the most ever in history. And so people are pulling monies out of their homes. This is what we saw back in 2008, a little different situation because of the criteria that banks had for lending. The people that are getting the loans, the criteria is more stringent now. But because of this increase in the real estate market and the valuations of properties, we see that there could certainly be a bubble as, you know, in a year or two down the road, you know, people may look at and see that they're underwater in these mortgages. And if that happens, then we could be in for, you know, some problems with our economy, you know, with both the stock market and the real estate industry.
A lot of
something to keep an eye on.
A lot of positive signs, as you mentioned. I mean, the real estate market super hot. The S&P at a good position, historically suggesting it'll be good for the rest of the year. But do you have any thoughts on the? I'm surprised that this hasn't gotten any more traction, and that is this notion that these extended unemployment benefits are really getting in the way of a stronger comeback to the economy, as people can't find anybody to come in and work.
Absolutely.
And I'm surprised it's not getting more political traction on some effort to, you know, to back off on that so that people go back to work.
Well, you know how politics work. I mean, you have two sides of that coin, and I think there's been some narrative, you know, about what's going on. I think on the left side of things, you know, they're playing to a certain demographic, I think. And there are people that are still in need, but for the most, I've never seen so many help wanted signs. And that's probably one of the biggest topics of conversation that our clients talk about, you know, that even if business owners can't find people to work, you know, the concern that we're paying people not to work, that's still a problem. Yeah, I mean, the unemployment benefits run through the end of September.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen on social media, hey, how come this place was closed the other day? And the response always comes back, well, I heard they couldn't find anybody to come in and work.
Yeah.
And business, particularly restaurants and the like, are having to shorten hours and close days because they don't have any workers. That's nuts.
Yeah, and it's a real concern that these businesses could be, with all the things that have happened with COVID, that they could literally go out of business now because they can't service their customers because of a lack of, workers to work. You know?
Let's hope somebody has the political will to deal with that sooner rather than later. So,
well, I sure hope so. Well, yeah. Jim,
yes.
I know we don't have a lot of time left, and I understand that this is our last hurrah, that you're moving on to greener pastures. And
well, I'm moving on to a greener lawn anyway.
It
needs attention.
You know, how long have you been in this business?
I started in 1979. So whatever that is, 38. I was off for a few years there, but
you took a little hiatus and then you came back. Yeah. How long have you been back since you came back?
I've only been back a year and a half, and it's been the weirdest year and a half ever because I started November, and then we shut down in March, and I haven't seen anybody for a full year.
Yeah.
So it's been weird.
Well, I just want to say it's been, you know, you make things really easy, you know, on this end with your ability to interact and converse. You know, literally, when you call me every morning on Wednesday mornings, you say, "What are we talking about?" I give you a little bit tidbits, and then you kind of run with it. So you know, it's been great working with you. You know, I'm happy for you to move on. You know, I mean, you've spent enough time in the workforce, and I'm sure you've loved these years. But I'm really happy for you and your wife, yeah. Nancy. You know, being able to do some things now, not have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And
I totally appreciate that, and certainly, the need or the desire to kind of wrap it up has just been getting stronger because I truthfully have had a job since I was nine. I've been working since I was nine. I started with paper routes and then did the whole, back then it was the neighborhood kids that cut the lawns and all that kind of stuff. And I had a whole bunch of those going on, and I haven't stopped since.
You're not what we call a spring chicken still either.
That is the truth. And if I need any a reminder on that on a daily basis, I can do one of two things. I can look in the mirror or I can squat down.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get you to come back as a guest broadcaster sometime. If not, I'm going to bring you on as my guest.
Hey, there you go. All right. We'll talk about the afterlife.
Yeah.
If you're interested, the new guy, Mark Hamlin, will be sitting in here, what is today? Well, tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news, and we'll get to know Mark, and he's the guy that will take the reins here coming Monday morning. So we'll go that way.
What is that?
All right, Tom. A pleasure. And as I told you off air, I'll be in contact with you in the future on my own personal stuff because we've worked together on that in the past. And I appreciate that on your behalf. So we're not done, whether you like it or not. We are not done.
All right, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Tom. Have a great day.
You too.